job to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Charlotte, North Carolina, and Cutter's Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta. It is the world of great cigars. It is a world of great relaxation. It is a world of friends that you have yet to meet. The true portal to the world, Outland Cigars and Cutter Cigars. And of course, by our great friends, GoIsrael.com. The Israeli Ministry of Tourism. My friends, if you truly want a life-changing experience, why not have a ton of fun and head over to Israel? It's safer, it's cleaner, it's wonderful, the food's great, and the wine?
It's fantastic.
But you know what?
There's not enough, though. There's not enough production for them to ship it out to us. So you got to go over there and try it, because it really is fantastic.
Well, you know, what they don't have a lot of there, and I noticed because we had a hard time finding it.
Bacon?
Well, obviously that.
Okay.
Who's laughing? Settle down over there. Danny, I got a new name for you, by the way. Anyway, no, it's good cigars.
Well, that's true, although I heard later that there are some good spots, but apparently no one in our party knew how to
an Israeli
convenience store.
Yeah, inconvenience store.
Yeah.
$30 for a Cuban. Yeah. Not that you're supposed to smoke those.
That it was a real Cuban.
Yeah, well, who knows? But it was dry enough to be.
Yeah.
But anyway, my friends, GoIsrael.com. It's truly a life-changing experience. Chef Eric, we are here at Outland Cigars in South Park today, and we are celebrating. I'm kind of excited. Pinguini and Eggy and Real Sweet are very excited because we have interviewed Michelin three-star chefs. We have had on the show all kinds of really cool guests, celebrities like Danny DeVito. You name it, we've had it. I've even interviewed the Macy's pig at Christmas time. It's a challenging interview.
Yeah, I bet it is.
She was not a great conversationalist. In fact, you said about what she said on the interview.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I speak pork. But today, we have a really unique experience. I, fortunately, get to interview a mermaid.
Yeah. Yeah, I see how this works. How about you go back there and cook, and I'll interview.
You know, it's funny you should say that.
The beautiful mermaid.
Now, it's funny you should say that because someone got dumped on earlier in the week. How did you enjoy the shoot down in Vidalia in Reevesville?
Well, you know, I woke up that morning with 103-degree temperature and said, you know, perhaps this is not the best day to venture forth. And so I
finish your story, and I'll tell them the rest of the story.
I stayed home and got over my bronchitis and all that great stuff.
Do you hear the violins, my friends?
Yeah, and then what did you do that day?
Well, at 6 o'clock in the morning, since I hadn't slept all night, I hear this cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching on my phone. And what is it?
Me.
Is you on the morning of the shoot, 4 hours before we go. Gee, I'm sick. I'm not going to be able to make it. 5 minutes later, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Adam sends back.
No problem.
I'm sitting there panicking. But fortunately,
we haven't seen the video.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But my friends, we are so excited. Joining us is a man who is legendary in Charlotte, right up there with Dale Jr., other great luminaries of Charlotte history. He is the godfather, Greek style. Yeah, great. Well, no, that can't say it that way either. But anyway, he's the godfather himself of cigars and everything fine and excellent, Tom Cacadellis. Let's give it up for Big Tom.
Yeah. Oh, please, that's really way too much there, Fat Man. We just need to welcome you to Charlotte. We're glad you're here.
Well, it's exciting. It's my first time, and I am extremely excited. And of course, as you always do, Tom, when you and Russ got together earlier in the week, You had an incredible event with the mermaid and her father. And then you bring us to Charlotte with the mermaid. You really know how to do things big. And this is a big event, a big place. What an awesome location.
Well, you're kind to say. We enjoy it because we have a great opportunity here in Charlotte to share the cigar enthusiast community and just really welcome you and enjoy the opportunity to be together with both you and the chef. So we're glad that you're here. And we also want to say to our friends in Alpharetta, we're just, you know, it's just an extension of the family up here. So anybody that's in the Atlanta area and it's coming through Charlotte, we'd just love for you to stop by and enjoy good conversation, great friends that you haven't met yet, like you said, and then the opportunity to visit together. And we're glad to have the mermaid with us because it's rarely that we can beat her.
Well, that's true. I have a beautiful line right there, but because her dad's here, I'm not going to say it. Because, you know, he's not from around here. It's going to be difficult when we interview him for you to tell.
Yeah, that's true, because that accent, it would be interesting. We'll just see if your listeners can figure out where he's from.
And it's not northern Georgia.
No, not exactly.
No, but this is very exciting, Chef Eric. And speaking of exciting, why don't you quickly run down? You've got three exciting recipes, because we are chock full. Mermaids, kings of the ocean, kings of cigars.
So I'm going to do, in honor of the mermaid, we're going to do some Chilean sea bass with a great tomato and garlic and ginger and olive sauce on it. We're going to do some tostones, which are fried plantains topped with sashimi-grade tuna that we're going to cold smoke.
Oh, wait a minute.
And then there's going to be garlic skirt steak that we do at the end.
Tostones.
Yeah.
With,
yeah, tostones.
Ah, hey, so we're mixing cultures.
Well, not really, because the tuna, it's like a ceviche. Think of a ceviche, but we're gonna.
Oh, thank God you tied that together.
But we're gonna cold smoke. We're gonna cold smoke the tuna, so you'll see, it'll work great.
My friends, it's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about the mermaid. It's all about Chef Eric. It's all about Outland Cigars. This is a true portal to the world. It's food, fun, and celebrating the good life, baby. No place on earth to celebrate today like Outland Cigars in Charlotte, North Carolina. When we come back, a little bit more with Tom to get cooking, and then all about the mermaid, baby.